The epistle from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 1, verses 9 through 14. Brethren, we have been praying for you unceasingly, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. May you walk worthy of God and please Him in all things, bearing fruit in every good work and growing in the knowledge of God. May you be completely strengthened through His glorious power unto perfect patience and long-suffering, joyfully rendering thanks to God the Father, who has made us worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have our redemption, through His blood, the remission of sins. Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 24, verses 15 to 35. At that time, Jesus said to His disciples, "When you see the abomination of desolation which was spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, let him who reads understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Then let him who is on the housetop not go down to take anything from his house. Let him who is in the field not turn back to take his cloak. But woe to those who are with child or who have infants at the breast in those days. But pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great tribulation such as has not been from the beginning of the world until now, nor will be. And unless those days had been shortened, no living creature would be saved. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened. Then if anyone say to you, 'Behold, here is the Christ,' or 'There he is,' do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and will show great signs and wonders so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. Behold, I have told it to you beforehand. If therefore they say to you, 'Behold, he is in the desert,' do not go forth. 'Behold, he is in the inner chamber,' do not believe it. For as the lightning comes forth from the east and shines even to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Wherever the body is, there will the eagles also be gathered together. But immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give her light, and the stars will fall from heaven, and the power of heaven will be shaken. And then will appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then will all tribes of the earth mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming upon the clouds of heaven with great power and majesty. And he will send forth his angels with a trumpet and a great sound, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other. Now from the fig tree learn this parable. When its branch is now tender and the leaves break forth, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things, know that it is near, even at the door. Amen, I say to you, this generation shall not pass away till all these things have been accomplished. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, we're coming to the end of another liturgical year. This is the last Sunday of Pentecost, and next Sunday we begin the next liturgical year. With that being said, I'd like to remind you to make sure you prepare properly so you can start the liturgical year correctly. We're in the Advent time. And when we come to the liturgical year, people think that they follow it just by coming to church. But you should also follow it at home. Our home should be church in the miniature. You should have your Advent wreath at home. Prepare your home for the great feast of Christmas, which no doubt we all want to celebrate, and we want to celebrate it properly. But we celebrate it properly by preparing not only our home but our hearts for His birthday, making good use of the example that Holy Mother of the Church gives us. So make sure you prepare. If you don't have an Advent wreath, get one. There are some that are available in the bookstore. You can put it together pretty easily in getting things from the store. But as we come to the end of the liturgical year, today Holy Mother of the Church wants us to examine ourselves. How did we do this past year? How did we do with what? How did we do with our relationship with God? What is our relationship with God? What does God see when he looks at us? To answer this question, I think you can pretty easily find that out by asking yourself a follow-up question. What do you think of God? Is he primary in your day, first? Do you really care about his law? Or do you think that because you can talk fancy, you can make up your own little way through and then call that good? Or is there a submission of your will to his will? It says in today's epistle, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. What's God's will to you? Is it something that's important? Or do we go about our day doing our own will, not even paying heed to making sure that we do God's will? God's will is expressed to us by God and his grace. Circumstances usually dictates courses through the day. Daily duty, that's pretty easy, but how about everything else? Is it God's will that you watch that show? Is it God's will that you go to that place? Is it God's will that you associate with these people? Is it God's will that you hold on to this angst or this anger that you have in your heart? Do we strive to do God's will? How do you know God's will? Well, you have to ask. Speak, Lord, your servant hears. That's what our Lord means when he says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. That's all about God's will. Our Lord himself in his life showed us, not my will, but thine be done. Perhaps when we look back on the past year, we could have done better. We're not here to beat ourselves up, that the devil and the world, they do it without being asked. We're here to look so that we can correct and so that we can make good our relationship with God. There's a quote in scripture, I think it was Psalm 136. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that build it. Unless the Lord keep the city, they watch in vain that keep it. The Lord has to be in your equation, not just in thought, not just an idea, a reality. One of my favorite prayers at Mass is after I consume our Lord under the appearance of bread, make a short thanksgiving, and then there's a prayer the priest says, what return shall I make to the Lord for all that he has given to me? I shall take the chalice of salvation, and I shall call upon the name of the Lord, and I shall be saved from my enemies. What does the Lord want from you? He just wants you. He wants to be with you. He wants to be your Savior, and he wants to be your Redeemer. He most definitely will be your judge. That's an inevitable fact. But whether that judge, coming like the lightning that our Lord foretells in today's gospel, from the east to the west, in a flash of great power and majesty, your first contact with your judge, will it be one of fear because you are before a just judge? Like it says in Scripture, it's a horrible thing to fall into the hands of a just God. Or when he does come, and no doubt there will be trembling with a great demonstration of power and majesty, but will we know that even though he is our judge, he has been our friend? And that is determined now. Consider the demonstration of his friendship to you. You want to see your judge? Through the eyes of faith, you can see him today. when the priest turns around and says, Ecce Agnus Dei, behold the Lamb of God, he who comes to take away the sins of the world. That's going to be your future judge. What type of relationship do you have with him? Is it a friendship? Are you willing to deny yourself to take up your cross and to follow him? Or do we play a game where it concerns his gospel, the way that he has shown, the truth he has shared? Because when it all comes down to it, he's made his choice, and his choice is this. He has come down into time and wants you to make him a part of your time so that he can make you a part of his eternity. But he won't force you to be a part of his eternity. That is totally up to us. What will your choice be? He has rescued us from the powers of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have our redemption through his blood, the remission of sins. He's given us everything, everything that we need. Now it's up to us to appreciate the gifts, not just in word and thanking him, but we appreciate it by making good use of the time that he has given to us and the gifts that he has given to us in time to make that bond of friendship that we can have with the good Lord true and perfected. So let us do so. As we end the liturgical year and we begin the next liturgical year next Sunday, let's start forming some resolutions that we want to perform in this coming year. Things that we know we need to work on. We need to weed out of our life. They're just not good. What makes something not good? If it somehow violates or diminishes our relationship with God. Yeah, let's take a look at those things. Weed them out. And then also do the things that perfect our relationship. What those things are, that's where you have to ask to know. And not just us as individuals, but let us help each other, especially the family units and the spiritual family we have here at St. Mary's. Help each other. When we receive Christ here, if that's the end of our relationship with him, then it's lacking. But if we take him from here and take him back into our home, and from our home share him with others out into the workplace, because he truly lives within us and he's one with us, when he does see us, he won't say, depart from me, I don't know you. He's going to say, well done. You've made me a part of your time. Be a part of my eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.